something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Legal and Vital Aspect of Christ.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's look at this now. So he says, the vital aspect of salvation is based on our confession, right? Mm-hmm. I got more to show you. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Okay, let's look at something. I say to people, God's word is either true or is lying to us. Is he lying to us? Can we trust him?
Yes.
Okay, let's look at something here. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13. For it is God which worketh, oh God, worketh, hallelujah. He's telling us what is happening in us now. God is working in me, glory to God. So I can tell anybody, watch out, God is working in me. God! Look at it. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He makes me willing. He makes me able to do. Look, I'm not only willing, I do. God is working in me. So, you see, when I ask coming to church today, because God made me willing. You see, I can understand it. I can understand it. I can love you because God makes me love you. God works in me. He works in me. He's at work in me every day. For it is God which worketh. Not who used to work. He's doing it now. God worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I'm ministering to you now. What's happening? God is working in me. And he's bringing you information. He's bringing you enlightenment. He's bringing you blessings from his word. God is doing something in your life. Come on, somebody, say hallelujah. Amazing. See, that makes me a champion. Because God is working in me. Makes you a champion. God's working in you, both to will and to do. The Bible says, the Spirit of God set me. This is Ezekiel now. Ezekiel says, the Spirit of God set me upon my feet. He's saying when I stood up, it was God who made me stand up. Can you know that God is working in you? Do you just find yourself just doing things? Oh, God is working in you. I'm not an ordinary person. You see, the vital aspect, look at, put that scripture back up there. See, it helps you understand who you are. I told you, it is activated by your confession. The vital aspect is activated by your confession. When you declare it, you activate it. And then you find that it is real in your life. real in your life. You stop living the ordinary life. You start living the God life. Wow. God is at work in me. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Look at me. God's working in me. And you know, you stick with the word, you come back with a testimony. Yeah. You come back with a testimony. You make up your mind. See, God wants to work in you continually. That's what he wants to do, both to will and to do. See, someone says, I'm willing to do this. I'm willing. It's not enough to be willing. What about the doing? Some people are willing. They say, if I had it, I'll do it. Really? Really? Why is God doing half through you then? He's supposed to work in you to will and to do. Not just to will, but to will and to do. So not to will only, but to do also. So you say, God is working in me. So from where you are, you take your next steps. Your next steps. Watching God at work in you. God is at work in me. Making me willing and able to do. He makes me to will and to do. To will and to do. Okay, so if God is working in me, that means he's in me. Let's look at something. Again, I say, this is either true or false. All right? It can be both ways. It's either true or false. Colossians chapter 1. From verse 26, we'll read. Even the mystery, which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Read the rest of it. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Please, mark that thing. Christ in you. Which is Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you. Brother, does that mean Christ is in you? Is that true? Which one? Which Christ could this be? Do you mean the Christ of the Bible? The one of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? You can't be serious. Christ in you? Do you mean the same Christ? How could this be? Christ is in you? No. Let me explain something to you. This verse I'm reading to you in 1985, I spent several days, about 2 weeks, every day, meditating on just this verse. I would lie down on my bed, and I'll repeat the words again and again and again. I was trying to capture its reality. I was trying to understand it. I wanted it to soak into my spirit. And every day I'll be walking around thinking, Christ in me. Christ in me. Christ in me. I wanted to get it. Is this true? Christ in me. I'll go and lie down on my bed in the afternoon time, and I'm thinking, Christ in me. Christ in me. Every day, every day, every day. The day I talk to you about meditation, I'll tell you the result of that. But this is divine reality. Christ in you is not a religious cliche. We just say it. Christ is in me. As carelessly as that? No wonder. No wonder we've got these fevers. No wonder we take up with the malaria. No wonder we take up with all these things. But it's Christ in me. Do you know what that means? Didn't you read the rest of it? Christ in you, the hope of glory. That means, think about it. Glory is promised me with Christ. If Christ is in me, then glory lost becomes glory found. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Christ in me, the hope of glory. Glory was lost by sin. Glory has been found in Christ. How can my life remain the same? It's not possible.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Caribbean Broadcast Network, Tortola, British Virgin Island. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us at 128-434-0346 or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org. God bless you.